So maybe it is you're turning 40, Jack. That ramshackle Coolsville floating across your scowl as the sign in this bar blinks a demanding red sip. All the boys and girls are diamonds at the rounds of their tables, mewling under the jazzscape like intellectual patents at some Parisian feed circa the lost generation. But we both know the risk factor in here is lacking brass. The foreheads are tails, man cave, and just too smooth for a surrealist trapped here in the Mission Night's grab-ass Ceylon. A veritable Cupid's last rites when you, Jack, are thinking, how her hair broods when she walks, the curls buoyed on each elaborate placement of the heel. Is she Jean Tierney and Laura, or is she just another wink coming to a slow boil on the can's back? I can only wonder what that offshoot glance entails. A handsome, though churlish grin becomes a tintype of poise and intimacy. Your lone countenance thrust out from the pleasing lacquers of dim sconces. Nah, wait a minute, check that. Not thrust out, but blazing through this flesh bath like a lodestar. You're near a buncular status, pitying this middle-class assembly of shoegazers and morose frauds. Because you were chosen long before they ever took the so-called pipe in the quarter century mark. Suffered through long and dreary New Hampshire winters. Hopped up on cocktails that would have a pharmacist scratch in his hand. Even you didn't know after a spell, but that was a whole damn point. Departure. Suffered further still through staid New England airs. The cabinet maker's son got awry. The guy who fled central casting and landed at Clorox headquarters. Dried up 15 years, but still awash. Still awash in the proverbial fists of your own mania. But these bush leaguers aren't concerned. It's fickle trim thereafter, and who can blame them? Your own curiosity agrees with the Catholic schoolgirl, Jack. Though your eyes and innards speak elsewhere, in fractured spells of looms and darts, stitching the crooked, wrinkled sheets as the breathing coalesces with the scent of right after. That cigarette of yours mistakenly takes on a curious charm. Its taste subsumed and full. And it ain't after.